the warning.
Now, one of the things you shared with me, and this is going to sound like it's off track from what we're talking about, was that you saw something, God actually spoke to you about warning America of a major terrorist attack.
Yes.
If they
yes.
did not repent,
yes.
if they didn't, in fact, what you don't know, Bishop, is I got a phone call. There was a man in Australia that's considered to be a real prophetic man that said if Roe versus Wade is not overturned in the United States, Jesus appeared to him and said, you tell the Americans if they don't overturn it and start protecting the ones I'm sending them, the little babies, severe, severe judgment is going to strike the whole United States to where they won't even, people won't even recognize what it is in the future. Tell me very briefly about what you saw. We still have 5 minutes here. What the Lord gave you.
He saw the destruction was coming upon this country, starting upon this country. He showed me a big wave that was going to hit, like water wave, where thousands were going to before Katrina
this
hit.
This was 2000, what? Four, wasn't it?
2004, okay. December 2004.
Yeah. Remember, God showed him all this before it happened.
Right, and he also showed me terrorists. It's already here in this country.
And you said you saw, you couldn't see their faces, but there was one woman and four men that were working as a sleeper cell.
Right, one lady
on
and
a
four men.
And it was a major attack, wasn't it?
Right.
We're talking about something that's so major people can't even comprehend it.
You can put super in front of it, super major attack.
Isn't that something? Having seen there and having been there, did it change your outlook on life or on the future at all?
Oh, yes, sir.
In what way?
Sir. One thing God showed me, he said, tell my people to take this serious. Mm. They're not taking it seriously enough, lackadaisical. And I do an inventory on myself every day, Perry, to make sure, you know, examine myself to make sure that I stay within the parameter and don't go too far to the left or have stayed before God. Get on my hands and knees, cry out to God. I mean, go before God like God, I want you to use me because
yes.
I know what's there and I know what's there.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I have to warn the souls before it's everlasting too late.
Yes.
And God, that's what I do. That's my dip.
Well, let me-